Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next half hour. On today's show, we will have an interview with Holly Bailey. Holly is the producer and host of the English version of the VT Effect, Vocational Training Effect, and she will talk to us about the opportunities and the podcast. I will also have some community events, some health news, and some music. We will start the show with a song by Billie Eilish, and the song is called Birds of a Feather. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned. At 12, and today we're very happy to welcome Holly Bailey. Now, she is the host and producer for the VT Effect, the podcast project. So, welcome, Holly.
Thank you so much for having us, or for having me. Thank you, Maureen.
Okay, could you tell us about what the VT Effect is? What's it all about?
Sure. So, basically, that stands for Vocational Training Effect, and the effect it has. Or in French, l'effet FP, for formation professionnelle. And basically, it's a website. So this website was created to provide easy access for people for vocational training options and different pathways that might be of interest. So on this website, which is effetfp.ca, so EFFETFP.ca, It brings together more than 75 vocational training programs, 9 training centers that are found throughout the Esprit region and the Eastern Townships, and 1 business service. So it's kind of like a one-stop shop for people who are considering taking up a trade. And if we look at what's offered, it's really addressing the labor shortage that we're seeing that's affecting small and large companies alike. And in the 10 most in-demand jobs here in Esprit, 8 of them require a Diploma of Vocational Studies. So a DVS is that accreditation. So you might be wondering what kind of jobs. So like electrical mechanics, millwrights, industrial mechanics, computer network technicians, beneficiary attendants, nursing assistants, truck drivers, even agricultural workers. So it's really addressing a need that we're seeing in our labor shortage that's ongoing here.
Mm-hmm, definitely. It's a great opportunity for the young people and also people who might have been in a career for a while or been in a career and want to change positions or something like that. It's just a great opportunity.
Exactly. Yeah, it offers so many different pathways, more than I've even considered or knew of. I've done some of these podcasts, and it's been such a learning experience for me. I'm like, this is wonderful. Like, I didn't know so many jobs could be derived from getting a DVS in machining, per se. So it's quite amazing.
Mm-hmm. And when people do finish the course, they're almost guaranteed a job, I believe, too.
Well, many of them have work experience integrated, so stages. So a lot of these people have multiple job offers before they've even finished, or they have real workplace experience to lean into, or they're hired by the people who hosted their stage. So it's quite exceptional, actually. I'm like, I don't remember graduating and having 5 job offers before I even finished, you know?
Exactly. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, how did the idea for the podcast project come to be?
It's with a sense of wanting to demystify the trade. Because a lot of people have this idea that it's a backup option or a plan B. But once you get into it and look at what's there, these are viable careers, well-paid, super in demand, and really flexible in the routes you can take. So the podcast series really was brought to light to help demystify the trades, raise the profile of vocational training offered here in the Esprit region and Eastern Townships. And also there's an emphasis on how women are integrating into these trades that were predominantly male environments. So it's really to entice women as well to consider this this career path.
Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful opportunity for women too. And it's really nice to see. I know that I saw a couple of pictures of women in some of the trades lately in the record. So that was very interesting mm-hmm. and great to see.
Well, they're proud, Ed, like the tagline, proud, vital, and accomplished. And the more I speak to them about this, like that's the essence I'm getting from them. Like these women are hands-on, they're out there, and they're just forging their own pathways and really pleased for having made the leap. So these podcasts give you like a short clin d'œil and immersion into their daily lives. And I think you'll find it quite captivating if you check a couple of these out.
Okay. Now, what are the main themes of the episodes?
So it's based on the individuals, and we contact the vocational training centers and ask them, like, are there any people in your programs who might be nice to speak with, who would like to share their story? So if I look at season 1, for example, we had a lady who's a herd manager at the Krifla School, which is a farm in Kuatikuk. There was another lady who's the only woman working in the tooling and die forging department at BRP in Valcourt. So she's a passionate machinist. That's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. There's another lady, you know, the only woman, and go like that. I find that awesome. There's another lady who earned her DEP as a graduate in carpentry. So she's currently on a work or a construction site in Eastman, and proud as can be. I personally interviewed a welding student at LVTC, and this lady, she had just gotten out of high school and jumped right into this program. And I mean, there's paid studies available, there's work experience, and listening to her speak about welding, I didn't realize there was so much alchemy in it and so much creativity and so many opportunities. So she blew my hair back. And so that's basically what we've looked at so far. There are four podcasts that have been realized for season one, and you can access them off the website, again, fafp.ca, either on the English side or the French side.
Okay, so anybody can listen to these podcasts, tune into them?
Sure, yeah, they're available on the website. And I should mention also they're available on YouTube and on their Facebook page. So on Facebook, it would be FP Effect, E-F-F-E-C-T. And on YouTube, I just typed in the title FAFP and they popped right up. So you'll see pictures and hear the audio.
Okay. Now, are there any subjects you feel particularly strongly about other than the welding, woman in welding?
Well, I don't know if you realize, but season two is in production as we speak. So that's going to be coming out in the fall of 2024. And we're maintaining the same trajectory because we realized we haven't nearly, you know, exhausted the exploration of women in the trades and where they're going and what they're accomplishing. So we're going to maintain the course for season two. And I'm just looking at some of the topics we're looking to explore. I think there's drilling, blasting, horticulture and landscaping, industrial mechanics, machining. And as mentioned, I just did one of the interviews for machining. I haven't done the montage yet, but this lady was saying that machining, you have no idea that all industries are connected with machining at the base. So she explained, she's like, whether or not you're making components for aeronautics and airplanes, she's like, we also use machining to make molds for like women's bras. I'm like, oh my God. So it affects all aspects of industry, and that blew my mind. I was like, oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, it's true. It's a real eye-opener when you really start to think about it. It's amazing.
Well, anything that's made with a mold, so your plastics, your anything, your bottles, like it's all coming back to machining. And I was like, wow, so you get a job in that, and it's the sky's the limit where you go with it.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I had no idea that there were so many opportunities in the vocational education section, even here in the townships.
Neither did I. And the courses are offered. You can find them in English and French, sometimes bilingual fashion. And it's pretty amazing. And the people I've spoken with, I asked them that, like, is it a little daunting being like just a few women in the program? They just had this sense of confidence, and they're like, not at all. Every single one of them, not at all. They're like, we make our place, we meet our, you know, our counterparts, our people, and we're a team. And she's like, or they were like, I guess maybe the tides have changed. It might still be male dominant in these trades, but there's definitely place for women. And I actually learned from one of the teachers in machining, she was saying, I'm being a little gender sexist here, but she was saying often women have more precision. Perhaps it's their focus, or they're just detail oriented. And so there's really niches for everyone in these trades.
That's really nice to see. Do you think the attitude of the public on the whole is kind of changing, more respect for the vocational courses in general?
I would say so. And you hear all the time about housing crisis, and the need is there for people in the trades, whether it's tinsmithing, carpentry. I mean, there's other trades too as well that are like welding that we spoke about, that just, they are well-paid jobs as well. I look at these people, many of them are making their own career paths, whether they're working like as subcontractors or they're in-house. And they're in demand. Like, imagine being an underwater welder. There's a lot of danger in that job and a lot of precision that's needed, but they certainly get well remunerated for that, and their work is international. So I'm looking at it too, especially to be paid while you're training. So you go back to school and you're getting an income. That's a win-win in my books.
Definitely. It certainly is a huge encouragement for people too.
Mm-hmm. And that just speaks to the government's need and want to encourage the trades because there's just so much demand for workers, skilled professionals. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Okay, can we go over again how people can tune in and listen to these podcasts?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So people can head to the website. So it's effp.ca. So I'll spell it out, effetfp.ca. And you have the option as well to go to YouTube and just type that in. It'll pop right up for you. Or their Facebook page. So that's FPEFFECT, the FP effect. So you have three ways to tune in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's good. So people can listen to season one, I guess, and season two is in the making right now?
Exactly. Season one has all been posted, so you have four podcasts up. And season two, we're in the midst of doing our interviews and all the editing, and that will be launched in the fall of 2024. So okay. More to come.
Good. So how was the season one received?
That I don't know. I would assume the group, like Roxanne, might have a little more information on
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have stats on how the website has been, the traffic or what have you, but...
Is there anything else you'd like to add before we go, Holly?
I just think it's an awesome opportunity for women and men alike, and really of all ages, to reorient their career or to launch something new or, you know, fresh out of high school or perhaps academics, and that that way of going in university isn't really something of interest for people. If you like hands-on work, the trades are a really amazing, viable career path, and it feels like a win-win when you can get paid to study and you've got, you know, new accreditation under your belt. And it just opens up so many avenues to you, whether or not you use that particular one or it's a launch pad to something else. That's what I keep hearing from these women in particular. And they're just like, go for it. Just go for it. If you don't like it, change, finish, go for it.
Okay, that's
so,
great advice.
So that's what I would say to people.
Great advice. Well, wait, thank you so much, Holly Bailey, for the podcast project for the VT Effect in English. Thanks very much and all the best on the project.
Well, my pleasure, and thank you for your interest and for helping to share this this news and this opportunity with people.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thanks again.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Woke up to the phone, wanna see your name. Taking some space and I'm all to blame. Alright, alright, alright. Used to pick you up every afternoon, spin you around every single room. Alright, alright, alright. How can it feel so good and be so bad? Misunderstood, and I can't take it back now. Just like
And that song was called In Your Corner, and it's by the band called Imagine Dragons here on the Townships at 12. You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you.
Join the group Walk and Talk with Vent Over Tea. Guided walks near Lenoxville this summer. Check out the website at ventovertea.com/events. Sunday, July 14th, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., meeting at the parking lot at the Otto Beaver Park. The first group walk this summer, free and available to everyone. Townships Festival called Shazam Fest. It's on from July 11th to the 14th. Check out the website www.shazamfest.com. Literacy in Action is having their annual general meeting coming up on Thursday, August 29th. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. and the location is to be announced, and we'll keep you posted on that.
If you belong to a nonprofit organization and you would like your event announced, it's free. Please give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. And also, if you would like to have an interview, if you're in the nonprofit group, please give me an email again, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com.
And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. Are you feeling stressed out? Do you lack energy or a sense of purpose at work? Have you lost sleep over your finances? You're not alone. A recent survey of over 6,000 Canadians revealed that their overall well-being is low, with many struggling to get enough sleep and physical activity. We're feeling stressed from work, family obligation, our finances, and more. Dr. Mark Robin, Medical Director for Canadian Health and Wellness Provider Dialogue, shares the following. With increased financial insecurities playing an important role, Canadians are struggling with their overall well-being. Many are turning to employer-funded virtual care to access timely and evidence-based health and wellness services. Making small daily habits like adopting an active lifestyle and getting enough sleep can have a big impact on your overall well-being and stress levels. Lean on accessible solutions, like those provided through workplace benefits to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Learn more about the factors impacting employee well-being and read the full report at dialogue.co. And that was some health news from News Canada Today. I'd like to thank my guest today, Holly Bailey, the producer and host of the English version for the VT Effect podcast project. Check it out. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great afternoon. And we'll close today's show with a song from Good Neighbors, and the song is called Daisies.
We were looking for that weekend love, not quite enough to take it to heart. So I put you in some roller skates and put the way to play it safe on. So good I could cry.